With the opening ceremonies set for tomorrow evening, organizers of the 2023 Alberta Summer Games are confident that everything is in place to create a memorable 4 days of competition and camaraderie. Hosted by Okotoks and Diamond Valley, the Summer Games will see 3,000 athletes, coaches and officials descend on the two communities to compete for provincial bragging rights in 14 sports. From baseball and basketball to soccer and swimming, sporting venues throughout Okotoks, mountain biking is the only event in Diamond Valley, will play host to individuals and teams representing 8 zones across the province. The biennial sporting spectacle is often described as a mini-Olympics as it's a multi-sport competition complete with torch celebration, opening and closing ceremonies, athletes' villages and other activities. It all kicks off today with the torch celebration in Diamond Valley this morning and in Okotoks this afternoon, which will see locally nominated torchbearers carry the ATCO torch through downtown streets. Athletes arrive tomorrow and the sold-out opening ceremonies will be held tomorrow evening at Siemens Stadium before 3 days of competition begin on Friday. Competitors are being housed at athletes' villages set up at local schools and will eat their meals at the food center at the Okotoks Curling Club. "We've tried to give these kids an experience that will be memorable for them, that will generate excitement, that will create some long-lasting memories, pursue some new friendships, and that's what this is all about," said games manager Marika Borovich-Law. "We're doing it for these 11 to 17-year-olds. Borovich-Law said she can't say enough about the volunteer board of directors and the many others who have devoted thousands of hours to ensure all aspects of the summer games will be ready to go. She said there are enough volunteers in place to run the games, but they're short of the original goal, so anyone interested in volunteering can sign up at 2023ask.com/volunteer. Some volunteers are picking up extra shifts to help fill gaps. Locals who aren't volunteering are encouraged to support the games by buying a day or weekend pass, available through ShowPass on the games website, to watch the competition. It's always better to compete when you see friendly, smiling faces and people cheering you on in the stands," said Borovich-Law. She also wants to alert businesses to be ready for an influx of visitors in town. "The games will be the biggest sporting event many of the competitors ever take part in, while others will use it as a springboard for invitations to provincial or national selection camps or university scholarships. The potential that these kids have is amazing. We're here to provide them with that spotlight for them to shine and win or lose. All of them are winners. All of them will come away with something positive," said Borovich-Law. The games are running a 50-50 raffle where one lucky ticket holder will win big when the draw is made on July 23, the final day of the games. To buy tickets, visit rafflebox.ca/raffle/2023ask. The games also feature cultural components, including a legacy art wall at the Okotoks Recreation Center and a Rock the Games concert on Saturday night at Ethel Tucker Centennial Park, headlined by Bretton Rose and the Prairie Dogs. For more information on the Summer Games, go to 2023ask.com or visit http://westernwheel.ca/2023-alberta-summer-games for a digital version of the official guide to the games.